They wanted the shiny workouts. They wanted the shiny meal plans with the bells and the whistles. And it's so fascinating because marketers will promise you that. Whichever new fad diet promises you that bells and whistles, they're going to take your money. And then...
Have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi, my name is Mo Gaez. Essentially, I'm a kid who was obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out. On the Healthy Systems podcast, you will learn one main idea, system from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. So if you're a millennial, you're hyper ambitious, this podcast is for you because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself.
Welcome to Healthy Systems Podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Coach Mo. And today's topic is really interesting. It's going to be a short and sweet podcast, but I really want to share this with you because this was one of the biggest lessons from this week. And the title of this podcast is How to Not Get in Your Own Way, How to Stop Self-Sabotage from Destroying Your Fitness Goals or Your Fitness Journey. So an interesting scenario happened this week. Somebody joined our fitness coaching program, and then without even trying a single workout, without even doing a single day following the nutrition plan, without even communicating with us, that person decided that this won't work for them. And then they just decided to leave. We let them leave. But as I was talking to that person, a lot of things came up. So some context, this person was 220 pounds, right? 5'5". So they were overweight by at least 40 to 50 pounds, if not higher. And this person, when they joined us, they told us that they've tried several things and it did not work. I made the mistake of thinking that they actually gave those things a fair shot. But what was happening is this person was what we call program hopping again and again. So they would go try something. They would get a gym membership, go there once, and then be like, oh, gyms don't work for me. They would go get an Orange Theory membership. Try that for a day, the free trial. Oh, this won't work for me. They would go get a new diet plan. They would hire trainers overseas because it's a little cheaper. They would try all these solutions. And man, they would be like, it didn't work for me. And I'm talking to this person and I just saw self-sabotage at its finest because they're asking me, they're like, hey, I would like to leave the program. And normally, I would like to have a conversation because we're a program that genuinely cares about our clients. And I want to talk to you like, hey, what's going on? Like what happened? Because we've trained 900 plus clients over the last 7 years. We have a super high satisfaction rate. Our clients get the results. We work super hard with our clients. We're committed. They're committed. Everybody gets amazing results. But if a program is 4 months and it requires weekly check-ins, weekly progress pictures, you know, bi-weekly calls with your coach, all of that support for 4 months, which is 16 weeks. If someone did our program for 4 months or 16 weeks, or they did any program or any, they went to the gym and they followed any workout schedule or nutrition schedule for 16 weeks, that's what I call trying. When you do something for 4 months and 16 weeks, and then at the end, you didn't get the results, that is effort. That is trying. I will accept that, okay, maybe the approach didn't work. But far too often, we are not even trying. So I was laughing with this person as we were talking because it was a very casual conversation. And I was like, you know, all those things that you told me that didn't work, now you're going to go say Coach Mo's training with the Titans didn't work. But as a matter of fact, you didn't even do a single workout. You didn't even do a single day of nutrition plan that we made for you. And you know what that person, they said they wanted fancier, more personalized everything. They wanted a more personalized meal plan. They wanted a more personalized workout. Mind you, these were very personalized. This is as personalized as we can get it based on the consultation form that our clients fill out when they start. So forget the logistics of this conversation. I'm just talking about self-sabotage and how this person was just seeking the shiny object syndrome. They wanted the shiny workouts. They wanted the shiny meal plans with the bells and the whistles. And it's so fascinating because marketers will promise you that. Whichever new fad diet promises you that bells and whistles, they're going to take your money. And then that won't work because in reality, there is no shiny object. Grass is greener where you water it. So if you go and you actually do the workouts we built for you, even for one day, do it for 2 days, do it for a week, and then be like, Mo, this doesn't work for me. Give us feedback and then we'll make the workouts according to what you like. Same thing with nutrition plan, right? Do it for a day or two, and then give us feedback and then we'll keep customizing it. You see, personalized fitness does not come from the coach reading your mind. Personalized anything comes from you giving feedback, and it's a two-way conversation loop, right? So at the end of the day, when you're in your fitness journey, please do not quit too soon, because most of the time, if you are in that place, you're 220 pounds, you're 60 pounds overweight, learn to recognize your own self-sabotaging patterns. And that person's clear self-sabotage was they go try something for a day, less than a day. They're like, this doesn't work for me. But the truth is, it didn't take you one day to gain 60 pounds. It took you years, at least a decade sometimes. So from 20 to 30, age 20 to age 30, you gained 60 pounds. Now, how are you expecting to lose it within a day? It is the most self-sabotaging way of thinking ever. So if you're starting your fitness journey in 2024, today is already March. So we're in March already. Even if you're listening to this 5 years from now, whatever year it is, doesn't matter. Look at your own self and be like, in what ways am I self-sabotaging myself, whether in fitness, whether in my relationship, or whether in my income and wealth and my finances? Because chances are we all self-sabotage to some extent. But at the end of the day, one really healthy system I'm giving you today is make sure you tried your very best. One of the things that Nate and I were talking about earlier was finances. When you work with a financial planner, that financial planner, you go up to them, you know, you go to their office, you do the consultation. They want a relationship with you. They're not going to give you the best plan on day one. They just don't know enough about you. So you have to work with them, right? You check in with them, you work together, right? So when you go to a financial planner and they tell you a very basic rule of finance, which is, hey, increase your income, increase your skills, and then decrease your spending. But what if you're like, no, dude, I already knew that. What am I paying you for? Right? Like, isn't that self-sabotage? Because the goal isn't to go to a financial planner or an online fitness coach and them give you new shiny objects, new shiny knowledge. The goal is to hire them so they can help you execute on things you already know you need to do. Execution is the goal. Fancy shit is not the goal, guys, right? Doing just chasing fancy objects, shiny objects everywhere. The shinier workout, the shinier dance class, the shinier this, shinier that, shinier financial plan. Truth is, the older you get, the more you realize there is none. There is no woman in the red dress. You create her. You build her, right? At the end of the day. So the best thing to remember is, when you're in a fitness journey, this applies to every area of life, but I'm going to keep relating it back to a fitness journey. If you're on your fitness journey, please give it a strong shot for no less than 90 days, no less than 90 days, no less than 12 weeks, because nothing works if you only try it for a day. Nothing works, no matter how good anybody is. Rome wasn't built in a day. But also remember, Rome wasn't destroyed in a day either. It took decades for Rome to slowly decay and decay and decay. So at the end of the day, if you're decaying and you want to get on the other side of the pendulum, the thing to remember is learn to identify your own self-sabotaging patterns so they don't get in your way. And please, an easy way to do that is stick with things. Stick with things, try things, listen to your coach, stick with things for at least 12 weeks before you pass go. Because you have not earned the right to say that doesn't work when you haven't even tried it. You didn't even try it for 1 hour. You didn't even do it for a single day. And here you are, you already made up your mind that this doesn't work for me. It is very, very self-sabotaging, and you'll just chase one thing after another, one thing after another, and forget the cost. Think about all the frustrations you'll feel. How frustrating it is to go from one program to another, to talk to one financial planner to another, talk to one fitness coach and to another. You have to learn to stick with things. First, do your due diligence. Pick the right person, pick the right coach, pick the right financial planner. But once picked, stick with them. Because the longer you stick with them, the better the relationship will get. But also, they'll be able to give you the best and the most personalized approach to your body because now they know you so well. But if you keep program hopping, keep looking for cheap solutions that are also very fancy and shiny, then you're not going to get any results because there's nothing fancy or shiny. At the end of the day, the goal is to do the work. So now at this point, when I hire somebody, when I hire help, whether it's financial planner, online fitness coach, or nutritionist, that's what I do. But like, if I was to hire somebody like that, the thing I always ask myself is, hey man, I don't need new stuff. I already know this, but I'm just struggling executing. I'm just struggling taking actions on it. I just need somebody to hold me accountable in this. I just need somebody who can help me do the things. Because the goal isn't fancy workouts. The goal is to do the workouts. The goal isn't fancy meal plans. The goal is to follow the meal plan, follow the nutrition plan, right? The coach that you should love or you should work with isn't the coach that's going to give you all the shiny bells and whistles. The coach that you should work with is the coach that helps you get the work done. That's it. Same thing with finances. Same thing with relationships. The best therapists aren't the ones that introduce you to new ideas. The best counselors aren't those people. The best counselors are the people that actually help you do the things you've been avoiding. That's the whole game. So I hope this podcast helps some of you. I don't know what area of life you're in, what area you need to improve on. But just remember, do not pass go until you've tried something for at least 12 weeks. And with that, I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems Podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are two ways I can help you for free. One, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer two questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at Mo Gaius, M-O-E, G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word healthy systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.